I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. As you follow the latest numbers and reports from the Middle East conflict, here's something to keep in mind. Are you missing the human realities behind the numbers? Fadi Shariha with the MENA Leadership Center says each man, woman, and child killed was made in God's image.
As a Middle Eastern evangelical Christian, I really grieve the violence happening in the region. War brings suffering to ordinary people on every side.
Shariha sees the polarizing effect of today's media coverage. Yet Christians are called to pray, not be polarized. Pray for peace, wisdom for leaders, and the spread of the gospel. Pray over Iran's future, especially as it enters a historic moment that could go many different ways.
What we don't want to have is Iraq or Afghanistan.
Learn more in the full report at missionnews.org. And literacy burdens an estimated 287 million adults in India. Raina Miller with Mission India says this lack of education affects every area of life, from signing the documents to open a bank account to understanding signs on public transportation. Literacy is key for completing basic tasks. Mission India uses a Bible-based curriculum to teach students to read and write. They also offer health and hygiene education and special classes for entrepreneurship.
One of our biggest prayer requests for adult literacy classes is that as students gain an education, that they would see that it's Jesus that is providing for them, that it's through him that they find joy and hope, and that he is giving them this incredible opportunity.
Learn how you can help support Mission India and join in a generous donation match in today's online story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.